Normally at this time on a Friday edition of our show, we hear conversation and music from a band recorded in the Furman Garner Performance Studio or somewhere else in the Carver Center for Public Radio. Today, we hear something a bit different. Earlier this year, the band White Mansion, that includes Dusty Domino, Eli Cash, Travis Kamer, Seth Hudspeth, and Andy Wade, joined Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis at Fayetteville Public Television to perform and talk a little about their music. The reason they met at Fayetteville Public Television is because their sound is a bit bigger than we normally accommodate in our Furman Garner Performance Studio.
This is Ozarks at Large on location at Fayetteville Public Television. I'm Timothy Dennis, and I'm joined by White Mansion. Welcome.
Doing great.
First of all, how did you guys get together? I mean, how did you come together as a band?
Well, it started off as a solo project with Travis. Travis did put out an album called Lonesome.
Yeah, it was an EP.
And this was a couple of years, two or three years ago. And then he decided he wanted to, I'm speaking for Travis, but I know he decided he wanted to try to see what happened if he had a full band.
Yeah, I wanted to make it fruition from me just playing in my apartment and doing a whole album and then try to get some members. And I had played with Andy and Eli and Seth several times in other bands. And Dusty and I, this is our first project together, but we've known each other for quite some time.
Yeah.
But we've all known each other for like almost a decade, probably.
Most of my life.
So I live in Fayetteville, but some of them, pretty much everybody besides you lives in Harrison.
Yeah, we gather around, we get ready to do stuff, you know.
Yeah.
That's it.
So we have to travel a lot, but it's worth it.
Yeah,
we all,
for sure.
Right. Well, y'all have a unique sound. It's very synth heavy, the guitar's up front, the bass cuts through. How did you kind of develop what I think of as like this dark, broody, almost science fiction type sound?
I think it's just, for us, we're all influenced by several different things, but there is a common ground. And for Andy and I, we both love really synth-heavy stuff. Well, and Dusty, we like, you know, kind of go back to like the, you know, mid-80s bands and stuff. And for me, I love shoegaze music as well. So I wanted to create a sonic sound with my guitar that kind of fills the void on the outside and everybody else is really tight in the middle. And that's kind of what I go off of, at least.
Emotional songs, you know, that are synth heavy, good bass, good drums. Eli plays giant. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I was gonna say, me and Seth are both kind of rooted in the like heavier metal sort of area. So I think that really, with our influence being a rhythm section, it really, you know, gives it that edge.
Kind
it
of changes it. Like a 70s sound where bass and drums are very in the forefront.
Yeah, up front, you know. So
and these guys get a chance to do a bunch of cool stuff.
Oh yeah, we're the foundation. Yeah.
We imagine ourselves in a stadium when we're playing. Sort of big sound, drums and bass, and then everything else filling in, you know, pretty much, you know.
Well, late last year, y'all signed a record deal, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about that. What does that mean for the band?
It's interesting because the record label is called Cold Transmission. It's out of Frankfurt, Germany, and they're really big in sort of dark, synthy type bands and that sort of thing. But shoegaze and really all, I mean, there's a lot of different types of bands, but it is a general sort of aesthetic that goes along with it. They heard some demos of ours and really liked it and then signed us to a deal. And so we're working on the album right now, actually over at East Hall. So we're keeping it all right here, you know, working with Chris Moore over there and tracking everything. The album should be out in the next few months.
Okay.
And it's going to come out on Cold Transmission with, we're digital and they're doing like digipacks and things like that. And then we're looking for another, we're looking to try to do vinyl at some point too, you know, that sort of thing.
Sure.
Videos and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's real creative and artistic, and so that's all part of the deal too, you know, so trying to keep all that going.
Well, one final question, what or where is the White Mansion?
It's in your mind, man. You know, that's it. I don't know. I mean, you know, I guess maybe that is the best answer. Yeah.
That's well, Dusty's in your mind. The living room.
I'm the bedroom.
That's right.
He's the bathroom.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody's the basement. You know.
But y'all are all dressed in black though.
That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Well,
well,
I don't know.
Black.
Okay.
Yeah. yeah. I, you know. Yeah.
The dark interior.
Yes.
Light exterior.
We have a a song that we didn't play here today that. One of the lyrics says, it's white mansions with dirty floors. And it's kind of a, I don't know, to me it just sounds like, you know, this sort of gleaming, it conjures this sort of gleaming white exterior, but you go inside and the floors are messy and there's, you know, the kitchen sink's full of dishes, you know, and the refrigerator stinks because there's rotten food in there and that sort of thing. And I don't know, to me, you know, it really kind of speaks to modern times. you know, a lot. You know, a lot of times you have these gleaming exteriors and, you know, there's people hurting on the inside, you know. And so when I think of that name, White Mansion, it really kind of conjures up a lot of different modern images to me, although it does sound like an old, antiquated sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's a very modern sort of thing to me. I think, you know, people can maybe relate to that, you know.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Eli Cash, Seth Hudspeth, Travis Kamer, Andy Wade, and Dusty Domino performing as White Mansion at Fayetteville Public Television. They spoke with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis. The band will perform beginning at 10 tomorrow night at Smoke and Barrel Tavern in Fayetteville. They'll be joined on that bill by Little Rock-based band Illusionaut. You can find out more about the band at their Facebook page. Thanks to David Embry, Dan Robinson, and the staff of Fayetteville Public Television for their assistance with the session. You can see the entire session, including an additional song we didn't have time for on our program, on Fayetteville Public Television at 8 p.m. Monday and Friday nights next week. You can watch at faypublic.tv or on Cox Channel 218 or AT&T U-verse Channel 99 in Fayetteville. And you can find a link to a video of the performances at OzarksAtLarge.com.